a good weekend to go see some movies. Thor opening up today. Thor the Dark World.
The Dark World.
That's a thing now.
Yeah, are we trying to? Yeah, we're trying to make some echoes there, aren't we? With a certain Batman sequel.
So, oh, I think
we're just going to make it darker then.
Yeah,
huh?
Just all right, this one's dark. Oh, for the love! Anyone else exhausted by dark super? Just what? Why weren't
I still
were
haven't?
Once,
I still haven't seen that Superman.
What's wrong?
That's
Sunny Afternoon
on DVD this week, right?
Oh, is
Tuesday,
it
the Man of Steel?
Well, you can't pay me enough to see that again.
Yeah, no, you didn't care for
I
that one.
I really
did.
Didn't.
And this is the thing: I'm nuts for Marvel superheroes. I really am. I can't do another superhero movie. But we'll get to that. Let's talk about the movies that Mike Schultz, who is the entertainment editor and movie critic for the River City's Reader, you can read his stuff online at rcreader.com. In fact, you can hear this segment.
You can.
Online at rcreader.com.
That's kind of nice.
Mike, what did you see?
I saw Ender's Game. It's a sci-fi movie about... It's a weird little movie because I hadn't... This book's been out for 25 years or something
and
like
that.
And is
it just one book?
No, there's a bunch of them.
A bunch of them.
From what I understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
A lot of people apparently say this is the only good one in the series. But but it's been around for like 25 years. But of course, being a literary idiot, I haven't read it. But it's an interesting little story. It's like a reverse Hunger Games. It's like... You know, in Hunger Games, they send kids out to perish, and in this one, kids want to be the ones to go out to perish. You know, they want to like save the planet. It was okay. It's a little generic.
I can't get my kid to put his shoes where they belong.
Right, let alone save the universe.
Yeesh.
For Pete's sake.
Yeesh.
It was okay. It was. It had some moments. And the story was kind of involving, but the whole thing just feels. You know, like, let's not piss off the book's fans by being too interesting or eccentric or anything. It's just a very bland, pleasant. Sci-fi movie. It was okay.
And it's supposed to be taking place when or where? And
oh, gosh. It's
Is it taking place on planet Earth?
It's taking place on an Earth, but we go off to a place in space where we train kids to, you know, save the galaxy from these big spider things. It's a lot of Starship Troopers, if you guys saw that. I mean,
they're like bugs,
absolutely. Yeah, and they came here in search of water trillions of years ago, and now we're, you know, gearing up to fight back on their home planet.
Okay.
It's okay. I got through it. Free Birds, the turkey movie, Please Don't Kill Us.
Eat Cheese Pizza.
You weren't kidding last week.
About the product placement?
About the product placement.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That thing literally ends with... Well, what's interesting is at the beginning of the movie, we know that the turkey has a fondness for pizza, like from the first 5 minutes. And all the boxes on them say pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza. And then at the end, when... I'll spoil the damn movie.
Yeah.
When they bring pizza to the pilgrims and Indians in place of turkey, it... Damn if it doesn't say Chuck E. Cheese on that box.
Sure.
All of them. They're all enjoying Chuck E. Cheese pizza at the end, you know? And the one of the Native Americans is going, yeah, dude, lay off my slice. And I'm like, really? Really? I just wanted to put a bullet in my head.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's not funny. And seriously, it's Owen Wilson. You just hear Lightning McQueen. There's no way around it. You can't play... You don't get to do that. You don't get to play two iconic, you know. We're just going to hear that first one. I mean, Lightning McQueen's iconic, for kids at least.
Yeah.
You know, Owen, I'm sure, you know. So it's just terrible. And then Last Vegas we saw. The one with all the old folks having a bachelor party in Vegas.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
AARP hangover.
It is. It absolutely is.
Let
There's
me
a lot
ask
of
you
all
this.
My hip jokes.
My hip. This is a safe place. I know there's no judgment here. We're all friends.
Sure.
Is it wrong that I'm really into Mary Steenburgen?
No, not at all.
She's so hot, isn't she?
Yeah, she's hot and she's awesome. She's always been awesome and hot. She's
right?
She's great. She's great. She looks stunning.
Oh, yeah, no, and like, she's one that it seems to be getting, I think...
If she's had work done, it's really subtle.
Yeah,
very subtle.
Right.
She looks good. She looked good in Step Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
right.
How
long ago was that?
Yeah,
oh, 5 years maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. 30 Rock, she was on recently. She looked great. She's
Ted Danson's a lucky man.
Well done, Ted. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I prefer her now than, say, 25 years ago.
When she won the Academy Award.
Yeah.
Well, that was way long ago, though. When was that?
That was 1980.
80?
So 33 years ago.
Jesus.
Yeah, right? But there was a time there was a little bit too much Mary Steenburgen. She was just doing her Mary Steenburgen thing a little too much, you know? But now it's just a pleasure to see her.
I wouldn't mind seeing Las Vegas just to watch her, is what I'm saying.
She would make it worth your time.
Her.
She really would.
Yeah.
The movie is as stupid as we expect,
right.
but Kevin Kline's really funny.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman is really, that clip we played last week. Yeah. But he dances, too. He gets to show off some dance moves.
So stupid, but harmless.
Totally harmless. Easy to sit through because they're all pros. You know, De Niro's character is kind of a bit of an ass pain because he's just grumpy for the whole movie. It's like, come on, cheer up. But they're fun to watch. Yeah. And Mary Steenburgen sings a bunch, and it's cool.
And
yeah.
they celebrate yeah. the bachelor party at Chuck E. Cheese. It's right. weird. Boy, see that
time
coming.
Machine. To, oh, good.
Somehow a talking turkey convinces Michael Douglas.
Somewhere there's a new top guy marketing Chuck E. Cheese.
Right.
Oh, right.
He's everywhere.
I've never seen anything like it. I just freaked out. And I was wow.
Michael
really
Douglas. Michael Douglas gets cancer performing a sex act on a talking turkey
on a calzone.
And then they all go to Chuck E. Cheese, kind of mash them up at the end. That's it for what you saw,
and
right?
That's it, yeah.
So all we have open is Thor, which actually...
No, we got two opening today.
Oh, really?
Actually. Yeah.
What other than...
We got another Rachel McAdams in the Rain romance.
Okay, that's what's that called?
One. That's...
In the Rain?
About Time,
is this the one that's done by the people that did...
Notting Hill and Four Weddings and a Funeral, I think.
All that stuff.
Yeah. And it involves time travel or something, I think. It's like, go back to your younger self and meet the girl of your dream. I don't know.
You know what? When I see the poster for that, this is my first and only thought. Well, I'm going to have to go to Family Video and pick that up next time Jenny's homesick.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a DVD I'm going to have to go and get with some chicken soup.
You know what?
No one's going to see that in the theater. Are they really... Rachel McAdams in the Rain.
I would hope not.
You know what you might want to do is just go buy a copy of it when it comes out and tape a can of chicken soup to it.
Just have like a kit, an emergency kit.
Oh, that's actually great.
And have it sitting somewhere.
Right.
And that you will look so sensitive. I mean, just the day that she's sick, you'll be like, well, honey, I have this thing.
I bought this months ago.
You know?
Watch this awful movie. And
she'll be like, what's the expiration on the soup?
Yeah. It's best not to look into that too hard. I don't have any clip from Rachel McAdams in the Rain, but nobody that listens to the show is going to see that. We're all going to see Thor, right?
Sure.
Thor, the Dark World. It's the sequel to the first movie, Thor, which you really liked.
I really did.
You liked Thor better than Captain America?
Oh, yeah. I didn't like Captain America really at all.
You liked it better than... Well, Iron Man...
I liked it better than any of the Iron Man, I would say. Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
I really did. I thought it was hilarious. I mean, they really got that. They found a way to make that funny and kind of fresh, I thought.
Right.
Yeah, I was a big fan.
But this one doesn't stand a chance?
No. It could. Okay. Could very well be better. Who knows? Yeah. I'm excited.
Chris
I can't wait.
Hemsworth is Thor. Natalie Portman, Anthony Hopkins, Kat Dennings, and Stellan Skarsgård.
Yeah, we like him.
Also, that Tom Hiddleston is back. He's great as
he
Loki.
He is great, right?
I mean, he kind of steals the movie, I think.
Yeah.
The first one. And
he would if Hemsworth wasn't so funny in it.
Yeah.
I mean, Hemsworth is awfully funny.
This time, Thor has to battle an ancient race of evil elves to not only save Earth, but his homeland of Asgard as well.
Elves? I didn't know elves were involved.
That's fun.
Yeah, right. The elves are from the Dark World, you see.
Oh, I see. I see. All
that's
right.
Fun.
I could see Thor battling elves.
Right?
Sure.
Just hitting them with a hammer?
Yeah.
It's
like going golfing.
Here's a clip
from
Thor the Dark World. It's in theaters today.
I think you miss a column.
Shut up!
Look, why don't you let me take over? I'm clearly the best pilot.
Is that right? Well, out of the two of us, which one can actually fly? Ah! Not a word.
Now they're following us. Now they're firing at us.
Yeah, thank you for the commentary, Loki. It's not at all distracting.
Well done. You just decapitated your grandfather.
You know, they have to team up, Loki and Thor.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't interested until I played that clip. Now I think I got to see this thing.
I'm kind of, yeah. Yeah. The title gives me pause a little bit, but that clip just sounds like it's going to be fast and
like
action-filled and funny.
Funny superhero buddy movie.
Just what we're looking for.
Right?
Right? You know, cheer up, superheroes.
I'll say this.
Good. You can fly for
Pete's
sake.
This, if I can put on my comic book nerd hat. The Captain America comes out next year, the Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be real good.
Yeah.
If it's based on the Winter Soldier storyline, really good.
Okay,
and
I hope so.
And X-Men Days of Future Past looks like it's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, that's going to be off the hook.
I can't wait for that one,
That's going to be silly.
Yeah.
Silly fun, I think. Yeah.
What are the other risks? You got Guardians.
Spider-Man's got a new one, right?
Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
And Guardians of the Galaxy next
year as
well.
Ben Affleck as Batman is on the horizon. So,
but is that out next year? They haven't even started filming.
No, I would imagine. I think probably 2015.
Spider-Man 2.
I guess.
Yeah.
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
There you go.
They did a reboot.
Raji. Yeah.
He's going up against
easy to forget.
Electro. Hmm.
I don't remember that one.
Electro?
I don't think so.
He was a dude in the comic books. He had like this head that looked like a giant spark.
Okay.
It was like a mask. Right.
That's ringing a bell.
Yeah, he was very cool. The way they're doing it with Jamie Foxx doesn't make any sense. And Paul Giamatti is Rhino, which could be kind of good. Rhino was just a big dummy who just, for whatever reason, had to dress up in a rhinoceros costume to knock things over. I don't know.
With Giamatti?
I would if I could.
Sounds like we're going for laughs, and I like it.
You know, the thing about the first Spider-Man, and Andrew Garfield sure is good.
Yeah.
But the movie, it's just like, what is this?
There's no reason for it to be this? You know? I just didn't get why didn't they just start with him already being Spider-Man? Why do we need the origin tale again?
You know, right. It's like, why couldn't it be Spider-Man 4?
It's not Tobey Maguire. Right. My life will go on.
Right.
I'm fine.
Right. We get it.
Yeah.
He's Weird. Mike Schultz, and he's off to the movie theaters. We're Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9.